Chapter 14. The Suitable Way for Attaining Nibbana, Third Sutta. Bhikkhus, I will teach you the way that is suitable for attaining Nibbana. Listen to that and attend closely. I will speak. And what, Bhikkhus, is the way that is suitable for attaining Nibbana? Here, a bhikkhu sees the I as non-self. He sees forms as non-self. He sees eye consciousness as non-self. He sees eye contact as non-self. He sees as non-self whatever feeling arises with eye contact as condition, whether pleasant or painful, or neither painful nor pleasant. He sees the ear as non-self. He sees sounds as non-self. He sees ear consciousness as non-self. He sees ear contact as non-self. He sees as non-self whatever feeling arises with ear contact as condition, whether pleasant or painful, or neither painful nor pleasant. He sees the nose as non-self. He sees odours as non-self. He sees nose consciousness as non-self. He sees nose contact as non-self. He sees as non-self whatever feeling arises with nose contact as condition, whether pleasant or painful, or neither painful nor pleasant. He sees the tongue as non-self. He sees tastes as non-self. He sees tongue consciousness as non-self. He sees tongue contact as non-self. He sees as non-self whatever feeling arises with tongue contact as condition, whether pleasant or painful, or neither painful nor pleasant. He sees the body as non-self. He sees tactile objects as non-self. He sees body consciousness as non-self. He sees body contact as non-self. He sees as non-self whatever feeling arises with body contact as condition, whether pleasant or painful, or neither painful nor pleasant. He sees the mind as non-self. He sees mental phenomena as non-self. He sees mind consciousness as non-self. He sees mind contact as non-self. He sees as non-self whatever feeling arises with mind contact as condition, whether pleasant or painful, or neither painful nor pleasant. This, bhikkhus, is the way that is suitable for attaining Nibbana.